He grew up on the south side of Houston, but now calls Summerlin, Nevada home. The only sports handicapper in the country to go a documented 14-0 against the spread in the NFL playoffs. With over two decades of experience, he's the go-to sports better expert in Houston. He's live from Vegas, but his heart is always in H-Town. The premier wagering consultant in the country. Your favorite sports bettor's favorite sports bettor. This is The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
What's good, Wager World? It's your boy 5-Star in Vegas, broadcasting live from Summerlin, Nevada. But my heart is always in Houston, Texas. This is The Wagering World, powered by MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with my bookie. I'm in here with the youngest man to ever manage and operate a casino sports book on the Vegas Strip. I call him the boy wonder of sports betting. My brother from another and super producer of the show, Cino Royale.
Wow, what's that, 5-Star? How you doing today, my man?
Man, what's good? We in here with the Wagering World. All odds are presented by MyBookie.ag. That's the only place we're betting right now. As a bettor, you demand perfection, and MyBookie delivers. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. Did the first two legs of your parlay hit? Do what I do, cash out early, because oatmeal beats no meal. You can use those funds on another bet, or have some gumption about yourself and let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with odds boosts, free bets, and super contests. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for a free account. When you're ready to make your first deposit, just use the promo code 5-STAR, that's F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R, to grab a welcome bonus on the house. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with my bookie. And don't forget to put in the code 5-STAR. We are so glad to be back with you guys. Episode 2. Had a couple of technical difficulties last time, but we're about to overcome that. Everybody's on the same page. We worked out the kinks, and we're ready to bring you the best in sports.
Nah, I agree with that. I co-signed that. What's up, 5-Star? Man, I got a couple questions since the show didn't got started. What happened with Dion and them in Colorado out there, man? A lot of people was laughing at you, my man. You got the receipts posted nice sitting up down your Twitter.
Yeah, about what I'm saying, this time last year when Dion got hired, everyone thought it was a joke. I told them that within two seasons they would win the Pac-12. And now you look, things are kind of coming to fruition. They won't be in the Pac-12. They're moving to the Big 12. But still, with that said, that team is completely ahead of schedule. One thing that people don't take into consideration is the type of player Deion Sanders is. Yeah, he had the talent. Yeah, he was flashy. But the main thing about Deion is he put in the work and he had the faith. And he instilled that into his players and he instilled that into his son. And I told a lot of people leading into the year that Shedeur Sanders was the most accurate quarterback in the country. And now the whole world is seeing that he breaks every Colorado record, including passing yards with 510.
Yes. Yes.
There were a lot of upsets this week, man, in week one of college football. And now, as we got into week one of NFL with Detroit and Kansas City.
Oh, that was one I definitely didn't expect. I definitely thought Mahomes then would come out, you know, especially coming off the championship they had last year. And the year they had last year, with no Kelce, I thought Mahomes would do what he does. And, you know, two touchdowns, interception tonight. It was kind of shaky, you know, a rough start. I think he was 21 for 39. I have to go back and look at the stats. I'm trying to remember a little bit. But for the most part, Jared Goff, he came out looking better than I expected. Threw him a touchdown. He got it in. The running back, David Montgomery, he was just running all over the Chiefs, man.
Yeah.
He was running all over them.
Chris Jones is about to get a huge payday. Since we're talking about what already happened, man, let's go on and get to the pass.
All right, 5-Star. So we went 3-2 on the show last week. San Jose and LSU, they both laid it down. Something I definitely wasn't expecting. USC and Nevada, that went over 66.5. That was a great one. I love that one. East Carolina and Edmonton, they both cashed. A lot of people probably were surprised about your CFL picks, but, you know, part of the show, that's something that Five Star does. He go into Woodworks and find all type of things and give it to the people. And at the end of the day, we have nice results and that we be at the window collecting. But Five Star, LSU had me so hot. Man, I went to sleep early. You got to tell me what happened, please.
Man, basically the same thing that happened last year. Brian Kelly did not have those guys ready to play early. I don't know what he's doing during the offseason. It's really surprising to me that LSU comes out really lackluster in these games. For some reason, Mike Norvell, yep, the coach that used to wear cornrows, he has their number, man, and we really struggle with that team. I want to say over time it's 9-2 or something at Florida State. Holds a straight-up record against LSU. And with all that said, performance of a lifetime by Keon Coleman. You told me he's a local boy, right?
Yeah, he is. Yep, Opelousas, Louisiana, man. Right up the road from where I'm from,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right up the road, right up the road.
Well, check that out.
Yeah, man. Well, he showed out on LSU. Obviously, he probably wanted to play there. Probably grew up rooting for them. Who knows? He's Opelousas. He might have been a Louisiana Lafayette fan.
He gave people hell.
Yeah, he gave them hell, man. He looked like the best player on the field, man. Jaheim Bell stepped up really good for Florida State. And then Jordan Travis, hey, man, he's steadily progressing into the real deal. He's becoming less of a runner and more of a pocket passer. He did a really great job. End of the day, I still think that LSU is around to contend for the national championship and for the SEC title. I still think they're the strongest team. You got new starting quarterbacks for Georgia and for Alabama. So I think that they can get back in the picture of things. And I still think FSU does what it always does and gets upset by an ACC team that you think shouldn't beat them and end up falling off as the year goes by. But for right now, to the victor goes the spoil. So salute to Florida State and their fans. Next week, Southern Miss will be coming to Florida State. I'd like to see the number on that game. Southern Miss is usually a scrappy team. I'm sure it's going to be a big number, but Florida State will be coming off the excitement of a big victory. And then LSU has my Grambling State University Tigers.
I was
Tigers.
Just about to say that.
Oh, it's going to be some pain in Northeast Louisiana after that one, because LSU is going to take them to the whooping shit for what happened.
All that frustration from last weekend. The only thing you can look forward to is the band. It's the football team. The football team will not be there
at all.
All right, Five Star. So you got to tell me what happened in San Jose. August State mauled them boys. Like, it was real, real bad. Not what I expected.
Well, we talked about can the great Jonathan Smith correct DJ Uiagalelei? We learned quickly that he could. DJ Uiagalelei was amazing. He was the best player on the field. He looks like a completely different quarterback. You know, I always talk about, so, you know, bad beats, bad break, bad handicap. That was a bad handicap on my part, guys.
Definitely was.
Yeah.
And you sent me that 16 and a half live in play.
Oh, man. And sure I sent the Clydes 18 and a half.
No way.
Hey, man, I really thought more with San Jose State. But after I got to halftime, I knew it was a bad ticket. And the reason why is because I started thinking, I'm like, oh, man, San Jose State just played USC last week. So that means they're not going to have any juice, any energy for their next contest, man. So they didn't, and now they're in a situation where they're going into the season 0-2 off of some really tough competition. So now they prepare to get into Mountain West play later, where I still think that they can do some damage. Their whole goal as a program is always just to get to a bowl game, win 7-8 games. They got Cal Poly. You think they get right this week at Cal Poly? Well, they got Cal Poly coming to San Jose.
Yeah, they should definitely blow this team out. Like, it should be, I don't know what the spread is. I didn't see a line. Just
you know it's a big number when they don't have a number. That, yeah, they don't have a number for Brown and LSU. They don't have a number for Cal Poly, San Jose State, or Oregon State will be hosting UC Davis. So might be some slaughterhouses going on the West Coast this week. But I do expect San Jose State to bounce back. I don't know what the number is, and I don't know if they cover. But it's a bad handicap on my part. We move on. Let's move on to the winners.
All right, let's get to the winners, Five Star. East Carolina came through for us in Ann Arbor. So explain that one to us.
Oh, man. East Carolina defense. We got to send a shout out to whoever the DC is over there. Mike Houston, the head coach who I bragged about, as well as the incoming quarterback, Garcia, neither one of them performed well. I don't know. Maybe it was the Michigan defense. We know how strong a team Michigan is on the defensive side of the ball. But for us playing the spread, the ECU defense saved us. They had a goal line stop when the score was 30-0. Took a lot of heart by that team to fight still at that point in the game when they could have easily laid it down and we would have got down 37-0. Actually, the backup for ECU was moving the ball better. But one thing I can commend Coach Houston on is he did keep his word that he was going to play safe and play smart. He took a field goal at the end to guarantee it.
Right at the end.
So he kept it on the number four. It's one of our biggest plays. We gave that one out on the bench and also on the Waging World. So we're really glad that everybody was able to cash on that one. Next week, Michigan hosts UNLV. I think they're giving up too many points, 37.5. It won't be an official bet for me, but it's one I definitely will look at. UNLV is a scrappy team. That's a lot of points to give up with Michigan with what their second head coach in 2 weeks. All right, we have East Carolina also facing Marshall. That's going to be a tough one for East Carolina, man. Marshall's good. Always coached well by Doc Holliday. Cam Fancher, who is their quarterback, is a sophomore who's coming along. He had a really good game. You can always count on Marshall teams being really tough. They have a top-notch running back in Rasheen Ali. So I expect that game actually to go under. So, you know, that's the way I'll be looking on that one because Mason Garcia has a lot more learning to do as the starting quarterback. If I was Mike Houston, I actually would go with the backup, but with that 2.5, I'm going to lean taking the points with Marshall in the under.
I definitely agree with you on that one, man. I'm taking the 2.5, especially in a situation like this. And since last year, Marshall, all they did was win. Looking at the win column, East Carolina, they've been kind of shaky in the last five. So, you know, if we follow the trends, we definitely ride with Marshall and take those points. And wrapping up Labor Day last weekend, man, I never knew it was a Labor Day in Canada, but I sure enjoyed Labor Day down here in Vegas. It was a hell of a time, I tell you that, man. But Edmonton, they took care of the 5.5.
Yeah, Edmonton really made our Labor Day fun.
Sure did.
Had the money line as well on the first half. Great game as usual from Trey Ford. The Canadian quarterback was electric, as always. They went in with the lead at the half. Calgary was able to score 22 points in the fourth quarter and steal the victory. And for you guys who caught the game late, it went off the board at 3. And I apologize. That's why it's important that you tune into the Waging World or you tune into the Apple Podcast so that you can get these lines early when we give them out. We gave out 5.5. It was beaten up and beaten down until it got to, you know, a 3. And unfortunately, if you caught that 3, it was stolen from you with a 22-3 fourth quarter by Calgary to not only steal the game, but also to cover the late number. But if you got in early with the Waging World, you were covered. And remember, all those odds were by my bookie, and my bookie paid us a lot this week, right?
Sure did. Both sides.
Yes, they did. All right, let's pay some bills real quick. When we come back, we're going to take you guys to where our feet are at in the present and look at all the big games this weekend coming up with the first week of NFL and some college football week two. Take us out, Sino.
Man, sipping this sparkling water, it's just hours had numbers. Hey. Quick draw to bust a move. She played a pass.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
Betting on sports can be thrilling, but what happens when you're injured? Don't let your personal injury sideline your winnings. At the Rodney Jones Law Group, we're here to protect your rights and secure your compensation. Our team of experienced attorneys will tackle your case head on so you can focus on your comeback.
Touchdown!
Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. The Rodney Jones Law Group is on your side. The only sure thing is we win.
Back in the day, sports radio used to be just an auditory experience. But in this new age, you can actually see sports radio.
I like to watch.
Go to ESPN975.com for a link to the live video feed on Twitch. You can also go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel, ESPN Houston. There you can see clips of our stellar live broadcast. Man, what a world we live in, where you can see with your ears and hear with your eyes. ESPN975.com. See it, hear it, love it.
You're listening to The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
Yes, sir. We back in the building. And as always, me and Cino on the rooftop. It's your boy Five Star in Vegas. Welcome back, Wagering World. As a better, you demand perfection. And MyBookie delivers. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. Did the first two legs of your parlay hit? Well, do what I do. Cash out early. Oatmeal beats no meal. Or you can use those funds on another bet. Have some kahunas. Let it ride. Take a chance at the bigger payday. Join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with odds boosts, free bets, and super contests. Use promo code 5STAR. Spell it out. That's F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R to claim your 50% welcome bonus on any deposit up to $1,000. That means if you give $1,000 as a deposit, you're going to get a $500 bonus. And for a limited time, you get a free chip to use in the MyBookie Casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Only with MyBookie. Don't forget to put in the promo code 5STAR. All right, Waging World, we're back in the building. Thank you for tuning in to 97.5 or 92.5. Or if you're on any of our podcast platforms, whether it's Apple or Spotify, we appreciate you for tuning in because we know that you love sports betting as much as we do. It's always us versus the machine. Cino, we're working with a ridiculous slate in college football week two. And the number one bookmakers buffet begins this weekend, the $1 billion NFL betting weekend. Cino, there's nothing better than America than betting on the National Football League.
You're right about that, man. The ultimate bet sport, the fantasy, the size, the players, the coaches, the franchises. There's nothing better than the National Football League, 5 Star.
Man, remember, I just was with Spread, I was with Noobs, Ski, we were all hanging out. They talking NBA. I tell them, you know, the NBA is a messy but entertaining reality show. And NBA. The NFL is a can't-miss, binge-worthy TV series. It's addictive, baby, and the public is hooked.
NBA, I love NBA. No bank account. Y'all go bet the bank account. Y'all go bet the NBA if y'all want.
Man, I'm not looking forward to that part
no
of the season.
No squares in the circle. No squares in the circle.
So we're going to keep it right here, man. All right, let's get to where our feet at. Throw me the keys to that electric car, and let's jump into the present.
All right, let's kick it off with a matchup between the two franchises with the most Super Bowls in NFL history. The Niners, they traveling down to Pittsburgh. They going to see the Steelers, man. And San Fran, they land minus two in the hook. What you think, 5 Star?
Man, on this one, you know, I'm a Mike Tomlin the truth. I've told you several times before, I do not like Brock Purdy coming off an injury. I do not like Brock Purdy on the road. I know he's has unbelievable record in the regular season. I don't even think he's lost a game before. But as we talked about on last week's show, T.J. Watt equals wins. T.J. Watt is healthy. Steelers have their full arsenal. It's going to be bad weather. That's what they're saying right now. So Won't be sunny California for Frisco. They're going to have to get down and dirty. I think that Brock Purdy gets exposed this game and more this season. They have tape on him. Last year, they didn't know anything about him. And you know how great these NFL coaches are. After they get a year of tape on you, man, they take away all the things that you like to do best. So now that means that the Niners are going to have to lean on their run game. They also had a really loud offseason. And I think the Steelers are going to be really pumped for this game. I think that they're going to show up. You're going to see those terrible towels everywhere. Big game from Deontay Johnson. Big game from Kenny Pickett. Big game from the Steelers defense. We'll definitely be on the plus 2.5. Ring the alarm, Cino.
Ring the alarm.
All right, let's stay in the NFL. The LSU Bengals. I mean the Cincinnati Bengals. They go travel down to Cleveland. One of the oldest rivals in NFL. I'm excited about that one. You know, I get to see Watson do his thing against my boy Burrow if he play.
Yeah, Burrow saying he's going to be back. He's been in practice all week. This is the 100th matchup between these teams. A lot of people are not factoring this in. The greatest Brown of all time, the great legend Jim Brown, passed this past offseason. I'm sure that this first game, they're going to dedicate it to him. On the money line. So expect the dog pound to be fired up. Expect Deshaun Watson to be really motivated. Expect that defense of Cleveland to show up and take Cincinnati to the whooping shed, man. If you look at the past matchups between these guys, man, Cleveland's won 5 of the last 6. Their coach is really sharp. Stefanski is one of the sharper coaches in the league. Now he has a quarterback that can pull the trigger and a highly motivated Deshaun Watson who feels like people have forgotten about him. And sometimes there's nothing better than playing the villain. It motivates people. So I'll be on the Browns plus 1 and money line at home against the Golden Boy, Joe Burrow, and his mighty Bengals. So we're going with Cleveland plus 1. Ring the alarm.
And this is no brain. I know the wagering world. They love college football, so I can't forget about Saturday. We talked about Coach Prime and his Buffaloes with their impressive start at TCU. And this week, Colorado, they home opener. They're going to host Nebraska. The whole world is going to be on Colorado. Five-star, what you think?
Man, where tough as at? It is to be a square this week, my minus football, three. I will not let me take Nebraska. It even dropped to -2.5.
You serious?
Yeah, it just dropped.
Not to cut you off, but I seen something, five-star, that said this game right here has the most bets than all 32 NFL teams. All games this weekend, this one game has more money bet on they ever seen. And you know where it's at. And Fox is showing this. I don't know. I'm kind of scared. You know how I feel.
I know, man, but my football acumen can just in no way see how Jeff Sims and that Nebraska offense can put up enough points against Colorado. I know Matt Rhule is a great coach, but see, this is the issue. Matt Rhule came at Coach Prime sideways in the offseason. He called out his style. He called him out for cutting players. I really think that Coach Prime runs the score up on them. Colorado is at home. This is their home opener. The Buffs have talent on offense that we haven't saw in Boulder since Cordell Stewart, Darren Hagan, Eric Bieniemy. People forget at one time back in the Big 8 days, Colorado was a real force, and I think that Deion is about to bring them back to that. They had 4 receivers go over 100 yards last week. A lot of people don't understand just how good this kid Jimmy Horn Jr. is. They don't understand how good this other kid is for them, Xavier Weaver. I think those two receivers are going to be the ones that show out this week. Matt Rhule's a very smart coach. He's going to have all eyes on Travis Hunter. You best believe that. He's not going to let Travis Hunter get off, and he's going to try to stop Dylan Edwards, but Dylan Edwards is a difficult back to stop. He reminds me of a young Warwick Dunn because he's just as dangerous running the ball between the tackles as he is outside and in the passing game. He's explosive all over the field, and he's going to be a real matchup problem for those slow linebackers. And Nebraska doesn't get enough points. This is one of the games where the books are going to con all of the supposed to be sharp guys into taking those 2.5 points because they're going to think it's a funny number. But I think at the end of the day, with this one, football wins. I got to lay the points with Colorado. I'm just going to have to be the Huckleberry, man. I'm not fading Coach Prime in this first game at home. Give me Colorado -2.5. Ring the bell.
All right, so 5-star sticking with Coach Prime. He know how I feel about that. I definitely think Prime them win the game money line, but when it comes to the points, I'm on the other side. I'm taking those. I need that, especially wherever it close at. You know, I like to bet the last 30, you know, minutes, 20 minutes before the game. I'm that type of guy. So I stick with that one. But I think we got one more college game for the people. USC, they ever go on the road? I think they're at home. They third game straight, right? If I'm not mistaken, they're hosting Stafford. The books, they're giving Stafford 29 points. 5-star. What up with that?
Yeah, USC has been home a lot. But over the years, Cardinals have been very competitive with the Trojans. In fact, they've split the last 10 matchups. I'm a huge fan of the Stanford head coach, Troy Taylor. He had a lot of success at Sacramento State. They looked really good at Hawaii last week. Hawaii was inspired, man. They had the tragedies going on. God bless everyone out there. We're praying for you. And we're hoping things get better on the islands. We really enjoy visiting the islands. So shout out to all the people in Hawaii. I got some real close friends out there in Hawaii that come to Vegas and bet a lot, man. The Samoans love to bet, man. There's some really good dudes. But they were really hyped last week, and Stanford went out there and handled their business, man. I was super impressed by quarterback Ashton Daniels for them. He's a big, strong kid. You know, if he got into Stanford, he's smart. You got Emmitt Smith's son over there, E.J. Smith. And the thing that Troy Taylor likes to do with his offense, he gets you moving horizontally, and that opens up gaps in the running game. And I think that E.J. Smith gets a chance to kind of expose the USC run defense. We know that Alex Grinch teams and USC as a whole don't tackle well, and Stanford is tough. They have big, strong, tough receivers, and as always, they have an NFL caliber tight end. I just feel like 30 points is extremely disrespectful to a conference foe like Stanford, so I'll be all day on Stanford +29.5. I've already laid that on my bookie.ag. I've already took the 29.5. I bought another half point up and took 30 as well. I'm sure it'll be going over. All USC's games go over anyway. But Stanford is my Vegas play of the week. Take the Cardinals +29.5.
Ooh, that's so disrespectful. I'm feeling like you. I'm going to jump on mybookie.ag right now and go take those 29.5. I need that.
Smart man, smart man. All right, man, we're about to jump in the spaceship and float off to the future. We got the only Sacramento Kings fan I know stopping by for the next segment. Take us out, Sino. This segment is presented by Laptop Lifestyle Global. Get on the path to financial freedom now.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
Well, it's another hot summer in Houston, Houston, and that means radio signals are most affected by tropospheric ducting. So remember all of your options. Your FM radio presets, 97.5 and 92.5, your free smartphone app, or ESPN97.5.com that you can run through your car speakers. And don't forget Twitch, where your ducting is not tropospheric. ESPN 97.5, you have options.
Hello, Wagering World. I'm personal injury attorney Rodney Jones. Sports betting is all about the numbers, and the odds are 7 out of 10 that you could be part of a major accident. Don't gamble on your attorney. Back the city's favorite, Rodney Jones Law Group. If you're in a wreck, call us today, 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. Rodney Jones Law Group. The only sure thing is we win.
You're listening to The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag. America's most trusted sports book.
Time flies when you're having fun, man. We're back. Third segment already of the show, man. As always, I got to tell you about my friends at MyBookie.ag. As a better, you demand perfection, and MyBookie delivers. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, cash out early and use those funds on another bet or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with odds boosts, free bets, and super contests. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for a free account. When you're ready to make your first deposit, just use my promo code. That's 5STAR. Spell it out. FIVESTAR. One word. That's 5STAR. FIVESTAR. To grab a welcome bonus on the house. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie Casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Only with MyBookie.ag. Yeah, we're in segment three, about to have one of the members of the Wagering World pull up, the only Sacramento Kings fan. I know I'm sitting there, as always, on the rooftop with my little bro. This guy's a real animal lover, man. We sit there recording. He has a real live monkey on his neck.
Spider monkey, man. Shout out, Eris. It's my baby. My brother Kingston, he chilling at the highs.
Man, this kid is crazy, man. You know the money good when you spending $40K on spider monkeys, man.
That's how we living. Five stars.
Hey, man, let's five the DeLorean, man. And let's go to the future. The only Sacramento Kings fan that I know, the one and only Spreader Style. Welcome back to the Wagering World, Spreader Style.
Wow, what happened, Spread?
I am glad to be back on the Wagering World. I can't wait to talk some football with you. The Pigskin was officially in the air tonight, and we're ready to get some winners for this weekend.
Yeah, man, we had a great time. One of the best views in Vegas. Got a chance to hang out with all the real cappers, you know, in town, and had a really great time with my guy Spread. Spread, why don't you go ahead and take these guys to the future and let them know some nice markets to invest in.
There's two plays that I really like. They're both in the NFC. The first one is the New York Giants. They're only sitting in 8 games. There's some skepticism around this team because of the way that they finished last year. But I, for one, am high on the Giants. 9-8 is going to get it done for us to cash this wager here. And I do believe that Daniel Jones will look a lot better in his second year under head coach Brian Daboll. They added Darren Waller, a legitimate downfield threat, with some young wide receivers as well. And with Waller taking some of that pressure off over the top, some of these young receivers can shine there over in New York. I expect the defense to also improve in the second season with defensive coordinator Wink Martindale. So I do like the New York Giants over 8. My second one, your team, 5-star, the New Orleans Saints over 9.5. So, hey, they can't call you a homer because this is my pick. And I'll tell you what, I'll be honest, right? So the New Orleans might get mad. I don't really think that team is that good. But I do think the schedule is that bad. They have arguably the easiest schedule in the league. And I was telling you earlier today, I think Derek Carr is the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. Is he elite? No. But he's not as bad as people are making him out to be. He can be a top 10 quarterback in the right system. Back under John Gruden with the defense to help and some weapons to help support. One of the better offensive lines he's had probably since back in 2016. Carr's going to look like a much better player. New Orleans Saints going over 9.5.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. As you said, the schedule set up perfectly. I'm telling all my Philly Eagles fans that, hey, they might have to travel to New Orleans this year, right, Cino?
I'm rocking with Spirit on that one. I'm definitely rocking with him on that one. It's coming in.
Yeah, but the thing that's crazy about that whole situation is I'm hearing all these talking heads jump on Carolina, and it makes no sense. I don't understand. Sorry, Noobs. I don't understand why anyone would like Carolina to win that division with a rookie quarterback. I'm going to have to get burnt twice. Call me a homer, but I do see 9 wins on the schedule for the LSU Tigers. Playing, I think that...
I'm playing with fire.
Yeah, but I got to get burnt, man. I've always been a risk taker, you know, chances make champions. So I see nine wins on the schedule. I think that the books have overreacted. They played a really good Florida State team. They weren't ready to play in the second half. I think that they can still reach 9-10 wins when I break down the schedule at over plus 120.
Hey, I feel like that's a steal also. So I'm going to go get on my bookie.ag right now, and I'm going to take that one.
Okay. And you can also try to catch up with me with the Colorado Buffaloes. You know, I got that over 3.5, as you remember. I got so many receipts for.
That's a steal.
Yeah, that's a steal. Well, now it's going up to over 5.5. So, what do you think, Spread? Do you think the books have maybe overreacted the other way? Well, now the value's gone in Colorado for the season.
I'm not sure if this is an overreaction. This is a brand new situation here with Deion Sanders coming in. And, of course, the Pac-12 in its final year looks to be stronger than ever. So, I think it's tough to call to see how the books are reacting to that opening week win.
Yeah, I'll be playing it for sure. I think the 5.5 is still attainable. So if you guys missed out on the 3.5, get the 5.5 on Colorado. I think they're going to have a special year. A lot of skilled players that are some of the top skilled players in the country. And I think that's where Coach Prime is going to surprise a lot of people. All right, guys, we got to pay some bills as we prep for the final segment of the show, the people segment. The Ball and Parlay. You guys make sure to stay tuned and locked in right here at 92.5 and 97.5 so you can catch the winners. We went 2-0 last week. Take us out, Cino.
Let go.
This segment was presented by Rodney Jones Law Group. If you're in an accident, call 832-37-RJ-LAW. That's 832-37-RJ-LAW.
Betting on sports can be thrilling, but what happens when you're injured? Don't let your personal injury sideline your winnings. At the Rodney Jones Law Group, we're here to protect your rights and secure your compensation. Our team of experienced attorneys will tackle your case head on so you can focus on your comeback.
Touchdown!
Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. The Rodney Jones Law Group is on your side. The only sure thing is we win.
Back in the day, sports radio used to be just an auditory experience. But in this new age, you can actually see sports radio.
I like to watch.
Go to ESPN975.com for a link to the live video feed on Twitch. You can also go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel, ESPN Houston. There you can see clips of our stellar live broadcast. Man, what a world we live in, where you can see with your ears and hear with your eyes. ESPN975.com. See it, hear it, love it.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
You're listening to The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sportsbook.
All right, we're back, Wagering World. And we're still on the rooftop. Spider monkeys climbing everywhere. Up and down, see nose. Nick holding on to his throat. I thought he was going to choke me. She. Look, and he has the little spider monkey spread. They have little diapers on and everything. It's like, like, what the hell is going on here? But, man, like I said, it's time to talk about a company that's not monkeying around at all, and that's MyBookie.com. As a veteran, you demand perfection. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system that gives you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit, do as I do, cash out early. Oatmeal beats no meal, or use those funds on another bet. Or you can let them hang, let it ride for a chance at a bigger payday. Join the Mobby family for an entire season filled with odds boosts, free bets, and super contests. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now and register for a free account. When you're ready to make that first deposit, use my promo code. That's one word, five star, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R. Once again, that's five star to grab a welcome bonus on the house. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.com. Don't forget the promo code five star. I'm in here with the youngest man to ever run a casino sports book, the one and only, my brother from another, the boy wonder of sports betting, Cino Royale.
Wow, what's that, Wagering World? We back at it.
And you already know we got the only Sacramento Kings fan that I know in here. What's good, Spread Astaire?
What's up, Spread?
I am excited. It's time for the People segment, the Ball and Parlay. And hey, we're off to a pretty good start after those winners last week.
Yes, sir. We got to stay hot. But before we get to the Ball and Parlay, man, it's week one of the NFL. A lot of people are tuned in to hear some NFL plays. First, let's talk a little Texans and Ravens. They were asking me on 97.5, the bench, what was my play on that game? We got the Ravens. It might be up to 10 now, right, Cino?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's where it's at.
Yeah, on mybookie.ag, I was seeing a 10. So we got the Ravens laying 10 at home against the Houston Texans. What do you think about that one, Spread?
Man, this is a tough one, and I know that we are live in Houston right now, but I think this is going to be a tough matchup for the rookie quarterback. One of my big concerns about this team is the amount of injuries that their offensive line suffered during training camp. We know how important that protection is going to be, especially for a younger quarterback. And Baltimore, what is one thing that they're known for? Bullying. If you do run numbers, you do make a model, you'll notice the one thing that Baltimore really tends to up their net rating or their margin of victory against the weaker teams. And sometimes that will inflate their value. But I think this might be a case where they are going to run up the score again. So although Houston's in for a good season and I like what they've done in their rebuild, I don't know if we will see the fruits of this labor yet here in week one. Could be a good spot for Baltimore.
Definitely. You guys go over to mybookie.ag and make a play on that game right now. As you said, I fear for my young Texans. D'Amico Ryan's first game, that's a tough place to go, and an even tougher place for young C.J. Stroud. I remember his first start at the Big House against Oregon. Not at the Big House, pardon me, at the Horseshoe against Oregon. His first year as the starter there, and he looked like he was a deer in headlights, and I expect the same. Now, I think he's going to have a fabulous career, but this is a really tough place to start, so, you know.
Five star. All I can say is the Ravens just got that check. They just got a check. And the opener, game one, and I got that bag against the Texans.
They're gonna open up the whole new playbook. You're gonna see everything Monken has. You're gonna see Zay Flowers, OBJ, everybody gonna have fun.
They're gonna be 20.
Yeah, that's one of the ones the public is gonna go crazy on and able to cash on. What else we got spread? What else games do you like for week one?
So that's the biggest spread on the board. Let's talk about the second biggest spread on the board, the Washington Commanders. Laying 7 points. You'd say, hey, how are the Commanders laying 7? Oh, they're playing the Arizona Cardinals, arguably the worst roster in the league and definitely the worst right now without their star quarterback, Kyler Murray. The Cardinals kind of switched things up on us. They released Colt McCoy a couple weeks before the start of the season. Now it looks like it will not be Clayton Tune, but Josh Dobbs starting there for the Arizona Cardinals. What do you think, 5-star? Is 7 too much for a Commanders team that hesitant to lay 7 with? It feels like it's just more of a fade of Arizona.
I'll actually be playing the Cardinals on this game. As crazy as it sounds, I've been saying for a long time.
You're just a crazy guy, 5-star.
Yeah, on this one, it's just too many tickets that's going to be on Washington. I know we don't really play that game. We really like to, judge football by eye. But I think it's a big number. You still got guys with a little pride at Arizona. Still the first game of the season. And you got dudes like Buda Baker over there in the locker room who I know is going to always bring his best. You don't know what type of offense they're going to run. The head coach, you've never seen him.
You're right.
Any of his plays that he runs.
No quarterback. What type of offense?
Well, Josh Dobbs been in the league quite a while. This is still a pro.
Okay.
And all it takes is a couple turnovers by Washington, a couple bad penalties, and they're in the game. It's too overwhelming. It's actually the most. You're talking about the Colorado lopsided tickets. This one is fully lopsided in tickets. And at the end of the day, you still have to remember this is the first start for the young quarterback that I really like a lot for the Commanders. I think that the Commanders are going to have a good year, and I think they're going to surprise some people. But I would not be surprised at all. It's not an official play, but don't be surprised with the way these numbers are looking if Arizona somehow covers that 7, surprisingly.
All right, let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles coming off their Super Bowl loss. Teams have not done well, unless they're the New England Patriots, after losing the Super Bowl. Can the Philadelphia Eagles avoid that trap, 5-star, and will they cover the 4-point spread that they're laying in New England this weekend?
Unlike most teams that come off a Super Bowl loss, I don't think the Eagles are going to have that same hangover mentality. And the reason why is because I feel like they almost feel like they are the champs as well, because they, in their mind, they truly believe it, that if they got the ball back, they would have a chance to win. And I'm sure they might have also put in their mind that, they kind of got jawed by the refs. I thought that it was a pass interference call and ended up where it led to the Chiefs being able to run out on the clock. But you told me yourself, even as a Chiefs backer with me on that game, that you hate that it ended like that and you wish that Jalen Hurts would have, gotten the ball again. So I think that there's a lot of optimism right now in Philadelphia. And I just don't know if the Patriots have the manpower to match up with the Eagles. And also we know Belichick is a defensive genius, but his one kryptonite is athletic, efficient quarterbacks. If you're a quarterback that can work from the pocket, but also are great at second reaction plays, and also an athletic quarterback that can become the 11th player on running plays. He struggled with that throughout his career. That's his one kryptonite. He likes a statue where he can send those zone blitzes and run different schemes because he knows where you're going to be and where you're going to check to. But when you get those guys that can run around like Jalen Hurts can, he even said Jalen Hurts is the best player in the league right now. So he has immense respect for him, but I expect the Eagles to roll in that one. I don't know if the Patriots will be able to put up enough points. What do you think, Cino?
I'm with you on that one. Jalen Hurts, again, got that bag. For real, it speaks wonders, just to see these guys even making moves like that and getting paid on the scale they are. Shout out, I need to ring the alarm.
Yes, sir. All right, Spread. So what else we got for the week one?
One of the most fascinating games about the directions of the franchises is the Las Vegas Raiders heading to Denver to take on the Broncos. Both teams coming off disappointing seasons. Of course, the Broncos bring in Sean Payton. The Raiders trying to make things work. Derek Carr is gone. Jimmy G is in. Looks like Chandler Jones is out as well. Five star, what do you think? The Raiders have beaten the Broncos 6 times in a row. They're 10-1 in their last 11 against the spread against the Broncos. Will that streak continue on Sunday?
Yeah, this is going to be a really close game. Weather might be a factor as well. It's kind of early in the week, but right now the forecast is for some precipitation and some high winds. The Raiders are a scrappy team. Josh McDaniels really does a pretty good job of keeping them in the games. And then you have Sean Payton with his new regime. Is Russell Wilson washed? We're about to see, because he's going to be facing a really strong Raiders front four led by Star, who's about, he's going to be a household name soon. That's Max Crosby. He's a big time player. I watched him all the way from Eastern Michigan. Watched this kid go from being a basketball type player, like 6'4 and thin, to now he's a monster. And I think that he's going to give Russell Wilson some real issues. As you said, the Broncos have struggled with the Raiders, and the Raiders tend to start fast. So I'd probably be on the Raiders with the points, honestly.
Yeah, let's see if the Raiders can continue that ATS streak they have against the Denver Broncos.
Okay, man, it's time for the people's portion of the show. Let's get to the ball and parlay. Last week we were 2-0, spread cast with over 66.5 on USC and Nevada, and I took you guys north of the border for Labor Day, and Edmonton was able to cast it +5.5. What you got for them this week's spread?
This week we're going to primetime. It's not Sunday night, but Monday Night Football. AFC East battle as the Buffalo Bills take on the New York Jets. I feel the Buffalo Bills are being undervalued. Rough end of the season there for the Bills, but we all knew everything that was going around that team. So after the injuries and everything that went on, not hard to see why they didn't play their best. For that reason, I believe they're being undervalued. I believe the New York Jets are being a little bit overvalued here. They didn't finish the end of last season very strong. Yes, they brought in Aaron Rodgers. Yes, that's a huge upgrade over Zach Wilson. But I still think Buffalo is an elite team with Super Bowl capabilities, and they're going to get the win on the road. Buffalo won 4 of their last 5 games in New York. It's going to be 5 out of 6 after this game on Monday night.
Cino, what you got for the people?
Oh, man, I'm definitely going to have to take the Minnesota Vikings this weekend. The Buccaneers coming in, the team all shaken up. I don't think they have a clue of what's going on. I'm excited about what Jordan Jefferson going to do. You know, Kirk Cousins and team. Let's just see what they bringing home for us. Hopefully we can cash that. So that's what I'm rolling with. Minnesota -5.5. And, of course, that's power to you by mybookie.ag.
All right, I'm going to go attack the hardest game on the board. This one is going to have the most eyes on it. It's going to be a public game for the books. But I'm going with Texas +7 at Alabama. I know that Nick Saban is 28-2 all-time against his former assistants, only losing to Kirby Smart. Steve Sarkisian shot his shot last year, came close. I think he has a chance to get him this year. I think that he does everything that he can to have his team prepared. I think that they took a lot of their plays last week against Rice and didn't really show their full arsenal. I think that yours plays better this week, and I think that Texas stirs it up a little bit. You got Jalen Milroe, and he won't have that advantage that he had against Middle Tennessee at quarterback for Alabama, because he's beaten those type of teams with his athleticism. Texas has guys that can run everywhere from the defensive line to the defensive backfield. So I think that those second reaction plays that he really kind of lives off to be successful won't be able to be successful against Texas. So give me Texas +7. I think they make it tight. They might can pull out the straight up victory, but for sure, hook them +7. All right, Wager World, we're getting to the end of the show. Set your alerts, set your alarms. Write it on your calendar every Friday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll be right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you missed the show, go and find the podcast on the Apple Podcast or either on Spotify or any place where they have the ESPN logo. Cino, it's been a great show, man. It's time to sign off. Anything for the people before we get out of here?
Man, I just appreciate the way to all the listeners and everybody out there. Hopefully, you know, we have another great weekend right here. And, of course, we see you back next weekend on the Waging World with the Spider Monkeys.
With the Spider Monkeys, as always, man. This show is dedicated to my father, the greatest Houston sports fan to ever walk the earth, John H. Lindsay. I do this for you, Dad. Follow Cino at Cino Royale on Twitter. Follow Spread at Spread a Stare. Follow me at Five Star in Vegas. Your interactions are appreciated. See you next Friday. This is The Wagering World.
Waymore Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer with the largest selection in all of Houston, just got a truckload of new Thunder Beast suppressors. That's right, Thunder Beast, one of the very best line of suppressors on the market today, is now at Waymore Silencers. They've got them all. The Ultra 9, 7 and 5, the Fly 45, the Fly 9, and the 22 Takedown. All your favorite models are in stock now, but you better hurry because Thunder Beast suppressors are flying off the shelves. Don't forget, Waymore Silencers has one of the only in-house electronic fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the NFA Form 4s for you. Waymore Silencers is located at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or online at waymoresilencers.com. Again, they're at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or waymoresilencers.com. Waymore selection, Waymore personalized service, Waymore Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent.
This Saturday, CW39 Houston, the new home for ACC football. Your favorite teams, put the pads on and get after it. At 5, Football Saturday on CW39 Houston with Jerome Solomon and Barry Laminack. Then at 5:30, the River City rivalry renewed. The Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Pittsburgh Panthers. And at 10, all the games, all the highlights. Watch H-Town High School Sports with Todd Freed. It all kicks off this Saturday, starting at 5, only on CW39 Houston.
Hey, everybody, John Granato here with Dr. Michelle Manavese, owner of Access Vascular Health. Doc, I've heard nothing but great things from our listeners who have gone to see you. Tell us about them.
Every single person that's come from consult, needed the procedure, had the procedure, has done so well. So we're really happy to be able to help your listeners.
So are your results 100%?
For your listeners right now, yes, 100%.
If you feel like you have symptoms, you need to see Dr. Manavese. 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
Is your savings account stacking up? If not, consider a CD from Home Bank. Right now, Home Bank is offering an annual percentage yield of 5.45% for an 11-month CD. The minimum balance for this CD special is $2,500. Rates this good don't come along often. So speak with a local banker at any Houston area location today. Home Bank, good for business, good for life. Member FDIC.
You wouldn't believe what's under the hood on this baby. Well, try me on because I might believe it. I buy hot rods. I buy old cars. I buy classics. GiveMeTheVIN.com. We are America's best car buyer, but we also are talented in older cars. Restomods, specialty stuff, Chevelles, Vets. We've got 100 different buyers and everybody knows different spaces. So no matter what you have, we're going to come up with a real number for it. If it's on wheels, we buy it at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your
Hi, Josh Beard here. Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/josh975 and use code josh975. That's code josh975 at prizepicks.com/josh975 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Every Friday at 4:30, the Killer Bees are joined by the TV voice of your Houston Astros, Todd Callis.
Deep to left field. You've got to be kidding me.
Todd joins the guys to break down the latest with the Stros as they continue their quest for another world championship. The Killer Bees with Todd Callis, Fridays at 4:30 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Presented by the Daspit Law Firm and Academy Sports and Outdoors.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston.